In the gospel today, one of the great figures of Advent makes his appearance, St. John the Baptist, the immediate forerunner of the Lord, the one who sort of straddles the Old Testament and the New Testament, both as sort of the final flowering of the, not only of the order of prophets of the Old Testament, but also of the Old Testament priesthood. You know, St. John the Baptist was from a priestly family of his father Zechariah was a priest, and his mother Elizabeth was from the house of Aaron. And yet one who immediately prepares the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. And there's this contrast between Jesus and John. Jesus himself comments on it. John is a very, very austere figure. He separates himself from the world. He goes to live in the wilderness, the Judean wilderness, which is a very, very bleak landscape. It's almost like the moon, to tell you the truth. Very harsh. And what he has to say is really no more comfortable than that either. One of the accounts of John talks about how all these people were coming out to hear him, and he would point to this group over there and say, "You all, this is what you need to be doing. And you all over there, this is what you need to be doing." I mean, he would literally call people out. And people came. They came out from Jerusalem into the wilderness to hear this very austere figure proclaiming this very challenging word of repentance, of preparing the way of the Lord. Why did they do that? Well, because it was true. And they knew it was true. It spoke to their hearts, which were broken. With that brokenness that has no remedy, that we cannot fix. And he spoke to the brokenness of the world in which we live in, which is also irreparable by our efforts. And even though that's not cozy and comfortable, it is true. There's a line in the, I think in the prophet Jeremiah, it talks about how the ways of the human heart are the most torturous, most crooked and curvy, you know, and to straighten that out. If we're honest with ourselves, we know it's true. I know I am broken beyond repair. I know that. I experience it on a daily basis. We see that in the world. And yet most of the time we pretend like it's not there. It's one of the things that may be a benefit of some of this time, this crazy time we've been going through. I think more people are willing to recognize the brokenness of the world. The irreparable brokenness of the world by our efforts. That sounds like kind of bad news so far, doesn't it? But that's not an end in itself. John's austerity, his penances, his sort of toughness was not an end in itself. The going out into the wilderness was not an end in itself. The proclamation of repentance was not an end in itself. If it were, we could be accused of belonging to sort of some sort of masochistic cult or something like that. But those things are not an end in themselves. They are to prepare the way for Jesus Christ. They are to prepare for the one whose very name means God saves. That's what Jesus means. God saves. Because that's what you need for a world that is irreparably broken, or a heart or your own life that is irreparably broken. You need to be saved. And Jesus is the Savior. Jesus is God who has come in the flesh, has become man to save us and to save this world. And that is the good news. But you can't accept the good news unless you accept what might be called John's bad news. The fact that we need to repent, that the ways of this world are crooked and broken, and the ways within our own hearts are crooked and broken. Because when we know that, then we receive with joy the coming of the Savior. And so that's what this season of Advent is about. It's at such odds with the way the world keeps this time. The world keeps this time in a very superficial way. You know? Ho, 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 too much food, too much to drink, too much stuff. And at the end of the day, it leaves us pretty empty. Do you notice how quickly everybody wants to gear up to do all this Christmas stuff way, way, way before Christmas, but how quickly they're ready to shut it off after Christmas? Well, no, not after Christmas. Actually, when Christmas just starts, to tell you the truth. Christmas begins on the 25th of December. And everybody's ready to shut it off. The Christmas carols go off the radio. The decorations come down. But that's when we should say, but we're tired of it by then because it's so superficial. We're already tired of it. Like the wrapping paper on Christmas morning that's just good to be thrown into the fire and burn up, you know? But if we listen to John, then real change can happen. And we as Catholics are so lucky because we have one of the perfect ways to accomplish something, a real change of the kind that he's talking about. And that is the sacrament of penance and reconciliation. You know, it's not easy to go to confession. It isn't. I don't know too many people who say, oh goody, I'm going to go to confession today, right? But I do know, I had a priest, I heard one day, he was giving a talk to prepare these young people for confession, and one of the students asked, he said, Father, do you like going to confession? He said, I like coming out of confession. Right? You know what he means. But you can't come out if what? You don't go in. And that's John at the door of the confessional. Right this way. You sinner. I'm kind of preaching to the choir in this parish, though, actually. I think y'all kind of get that message here. At least judging from the hours I sent back there. But I'm ready to stay there longer. Because when you come out, the reason why it's good to come out is because you're different coming out. Something has really changed. You've not been on the surface. And just like, you know, drinking your hot cocoa or whatever and eating cookies. No. You have gone in and you have opened your heart to God about those things for which you need forgiveness. Those things for which there is no excuse. If there was an excuse for them, you could be excused. Sin needs forgiveness. There's no excuse for it. And you go in, and we can't get that except from God. And you go in there, and God takes it away from you and gives you a new beginning and gives you His grace. And so when you come out, you're different. And the world is different. You know, sin has ripple effects, but so does virtue. You know, another one of the great messages of Advent is the call for justice in the world. The prophets calling for God to lift up the lowly and to cast down the proud. God's justice is His mercy. So listen to that voice of that one calling out in the desert. Prepare the way of the Lord. Because if you really want what Jesus gives, which is salvation, then you have to hear John telling you, you need to be saved.